Hollywood's award season kicks off later this month with the Golden Globes. That's Hollywood's Foreign Press Association's trophies for top achievements in film and television. The association's single most nominated film of the year is the Civil War epic Cold Mountain. It's nominated for 8 awards, including Best Director and Best Screenplay, both of those nominations for filmmaker Anthony Minghella. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates spoke earlier with Minghella. He told her the film, based on Charles Frazier's American novel, is meant to have a universal appeal.
Well, of course, you know, as a filmmaker, I long not to have a passport, and I long for material not to be identified by its provenance, but just simply by its content. And I suppose that for me, what spoke to me was not necessarily the fact that the book was American or about an event in American history, but what was Catholic about it, which was the notion of walking for atonement, the impact of a conflict away from the battlefield on people and individuals. I mean, there seem to be a lot of thematic ideas which would obtain in any culture and in any nationality in any time.
The movie, like the book, examines, among other things, issues of class. In one memorable scene, a young woman named Ruby, played by Renee Zellweger, shows up on Ada's doorstep to offer to help run Ada's failing farm. But she wants to make the conditions under which she'll do that clear.
Number one, you got a horse? I can plow all day. I'm a worker. Number two, ain't no man better than me, because there ain't no man around who ain't old or full of mischief. I know your plot. I ain't looking for money. I never cared for it. Now it ain't worth nothing. I expect to board and eat at the same table. And I don't expect to work whilst you sit around and watch, neither.
Right.
Is that a yes or a no?
Why was it important for Ruby to make the terms under which she would work with Ada perfectly clear?
Because she's an independent, feral child. It's interesting to me, you know, the story of those two women. I think that finally was what most attracted me to this novel. I loved the fact that there were two women in the movie who were not defined by rivalry over a man, but were actually mutually supportive of each other. And oddly, you know, I think one of the dangers of the story is this sense that when the men have gone, women manage pretty well together. And I've always been interested by class in films, and class obtains in this film very much as well. It's about the difference in a value system of scratch farmers in North Carolina and the Appalachian Mountains, what they hold to be important and true, and what perhaps the values of Charleston are and of more so-called civilized and urban conurbations hold, and how sometimes, particularly in this war, you have poor men fighting a rich man's war.
Mm-hmm. There has been some chat on the internet by a number of black viewers of the film who were distressed because they felt that while this was a war that was fought in large part over the possible emancipation of slaves, there was very little presence of enslaved people portrayed in the movie. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, listen, I'm extremely anxious for people to understand that I'm aware of what the Civil War was about. My intention was to try and put my head inside the perspective of scratch farmers in the mountains of the Appalachians, where the movie is set. And part of the way the movie is constructed is that these men are being sold a bill of goods about why they're going to war. They're told that there's a threat of northern invasion. There's a threat that their livelihood's going to be taken away. If they'd been told to go and fight for slavery, they wouldn't have gone because they didn't have any slaves. You know, they weren't in a slave culture. And so it would have, for me, have been a kind of conceit. I think the job of the film is to stay within the integrity of the perspective of the people that I'm dramatizing. And indeed, it's where the book is placed. You know, I didn't want to editorialize the novel either.
What then should we take away from lessons about war from your movie?
Perhaps one way of expressing it is to say it begins with men in one of the most destructive and unconscionable conflicts of the Civil War, the Battle of Petersburg, where 4,000 men died in a hole in one morning. And it ends with a group of broken and mismatched people who have nothing really in common except some sense of learnt compassion for each other, and it's a much slower and fuzzier solution, the solution of people around a table trying to thrash things out together, than the thrashing out in a pit with guns and mortars and cannon. But it's one that I would like to advocate.
Anthony Minghella is the multiple Academy Award-winning director and screenwriter for several films, including The English Patient and The Talented Mr. Ripley. His most recent, Cold Mountain, has been nominated for 8 Golden Globe Awards. Mr. Minghella, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. You can hear an extended version of Karen's interview with Anthony Minghella on our website, npr.org.